Well, the Australian share market is off to a quiet but decent start on Wednesday after around an hour and a half of trade. We've got the ASX 200 up 6 points or 0.1%. This makes it the sixth improvement in 8 days. It means that the market's sitting near the best levels in about 2 months. And we're also seeing technically the market in an uptrend as well. This, of course, follows on from the difficult end to 2018 that we had, where the share market fell by 10% between September and December. One of the drivers have been concerns about the US-China trade dispute, but in the past 24 hours, what seems to have been encouraging for US markets and for Aussie markets alike, some positive comments from the People's Bank of China that it will do everything necessary and what it can to support economic growth and its economy. So that helped, but certainly what received most attention in overnight trade early this morning in particular was the Brexit vote. As expected, the current Brexit deal was unanimously voted down by MPs in the House of Commons in the UK. That was anticipated, but the margin of defeat was certainly worse than expected. So it was certainly quite volatile going for the pound, the sterling, which was down ahead of the vote and then started to recoup most of its losses quite quickly at the conclusion of that vote. So that certainly that's going to remain an important area of focus in the coming day, because in the next 24 hours, the Prime Minister there, Theresa May, will face a confidence vote. But as far as what's moving our market today, we've got mining and property stocks certainly holding things back most, in particular gold companies, which are dominating the losers list. Regis Resources, Resolute, St Barbara and Evolution all find themselves in negative territory. Energy stocks are contributing to the gains to an extent at least. Caltech's one of the better performers after announcing a new CFO just yesterday. What's been helping there is the price of oil, which jumped about 3% in overnight trade on hopes of more demand. Navitas had its price target raised by two brokers. It received an increased takeover bid just yesterday, which was a 6% premium to its prior bid, which seems to have helped its shares rise quite strongly this week. The Aussie dollar sits at 72 US.